Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
When he took the overnight security position at the battlefield, he expected long stretches of boredom. The property covered hundreds of acres of preserved historic ground, including open fields, wooded sections, monuments, walking trails, and archaeological sites connected to one of the most significant Civil War battles in the region. During the day, tourists wandered the grounds, school groups listened to guides explain troop movements, and history enthusiasts studied markers scattered across the property. At night, however, the battlefield became something entirely different. Once the gates were locked and the visitors left, the landscape settled into a quiet that often felt much deeper than it should have. Most shifts consisted of driving patrol routes, checking gates, inspecting buildings, and making sure nobody was trespassing after hours. It wasn't particularly exciting work, but he enjoyed it. The solitude suited him, and he quickly found himself settling into the routine. The battlefield also hosted historical events throughout the year, reenactments, living history demonstrations, educational programs, and special commemorations were common enough that seeing people dressed in period clothing never seemed unusual. Volunteers carrying lanterns, soldiers marching in formation, and campfires scattered across the grounds were familiar sights during certain seasons. Because of that, the first strange experience didn't seem strange at all. About 6 months after he started the job, he was parked near an overlook shortly after midnight finishing paperwork when he heard a distant drumbeat carry across the darkness. At first, he thought it came from somewhere beyond the property. Then he heard it again. One beat, then another, then a slow, steady cadence drifting across the battlefield itself. Curious, he stepped out of the truck and listened. As he scanned the field below, he noticed several small lights moving through the darkness. They weren't bright enough to be vehicle headlights, and they didn't bounce the way flashlights usually do. Instead, they glowed with a steady yellow light that immediately reminded him of lanterns. His first thought was reenactors. The explanation made perfect sense. Historical groups occasionally received permission to use portions of the property, and communication mistakes happened. Assuming somebody had simply forgotten to notify security, he radioed dispatch and asked whether any organizations were scheduled to be on the grounds overnight. The answer was immediate. No events were scheduled, no permits had been issued, nobody should have been there. Mildly annoyed, he drove toward the lights, expecting to find a group that had wandered onto restricted property. By the time he reached the area, however, everything was gone. The field was empty. The tree line was empty. There were no vehicles, no campfires, and no people. He spent nearly half an hour searching before finally returning to his patrol route. The experience was odd, but not odd enough to keep him awake. There were plenty of possible explanations, and he assumed one of them was correct. 3 weeks later, it happened again. This time he was checking a maintenance gate on the opposite side of the battlefield when he heard the same distant drum cadence. The moment the sound reached him, he recognized it. Looking across the property, he spotted several lantern-like lights moving slowly through the darkness. Again, he radioed dispatch. Again, there were no events scheduled. Again, he drove toward the lights, and again, he found absolutely nothing when he arrived. The second incident bothered him more than the first because it removed some of the easier explanations. One sighting could be dismissed. Two became harder to ignore. Over the following months, the pattern continued. Sometimes weeks passed without anything unusual happening. Other times he would hear the drums twice in a single month. The details varied, but the sequence remained remarkably consistent. First came the drums, then the lights, then the empty field waiting for him when he arrived. What frustrated him most was how normal everything appeared while it was happening. Nothing about the experience felt paranormal. The lights behaved exactly like lanterns carried by real people. The sounds resembled a group moving across uneven ground. Occasionally, he thought he heard voices in the distance. Once he was almost certain, he heard commands being shouted. Another time, he sat in his truck listening to what sounded like dozens of people moving somewhere beyond the tree line. Every sight and sound pointed toward living people on the battlefield. Yet every investigation ended exactly the same way. Empty trails, empty fields, nobody there. Eventually, the incidents became irritating enough that he mentioned them to one of the senior employees who had worked at the battlefield for decades. He approached the conversation as a security concern rather than a ghost story. He described hearing drums after midnight and occasionally spotting what appeared to be groups of people moving through restricted areas of the property. The older employee listened patiently before asking a single question. Had there been lanterns? The question caught him off guard. He admitted there had been. The older man nodded slowly as though he had just confirmed something expected. For a moment, it seemed like he might explain further. Instead, he simply smiled, wished him a good shift, and walked away. The brief exchange stayed with him far longer than he expected. For the first time, he began wondering whether other employees had experienced the same thing. Not long afterward, he discovered they had. One rainy evening, another guard stopped by the maintenance building near the end of a shift. They spent several minutes talking before the conversation drifted towards strange things people claimed to experience on the battlefield. Expecting a laugh, he casually mentioned the drums. The other guard's expression changed immediately. Then he asked whether he had ever seen the lights. The two men spent nearly an hour comparing experiences. The details weren't identical, but they were close enough to make him uncomfortable. The other guard had heard drums. He had seen lanterns. He had also assumed reenactors were responsible the first time it happened. More importantly, he had chased the lights across the battlefield and found nothing waiting for him when he arrived. That conversation changed the way he viewed the sightings. Up until then, he had assumed there was an explanation he simply hadn't discovered yet. Hearing that another employee had experienced nearly the same thing removed some of that certainty. Whatever was happening wasn't limited to one shift, one location, or one person. The battlefield had been there for more than a century. Thousands of people had crossed those fields during the war. Thousands more had walked them since. As he drove home the following morning, he found himself wondering how many employees before him had heard the drums in the darkness. More importantly, he wondered how many of them had followed the lanterns and reached the exact same empty field. The conversation with the other guard stayed with him for a long time. Up until that point, he had assumed there was a logical explanation he simply hadn't discovered yet. Hearing that another employee had experienced nearly the same thing made that explanation harder to hold on to. The other guard had heard the drums, seen the lanterns, and driven across the battlefield expecting to find trespassers, only to arrive at an empty field. What struck him most was how casually the man spoke about it. He didn't sound frightened. He didn't sound excited. If anything, he sounded resigned, as though the experience had become just another strange part of working there. Over the next several years, the sightings continued. They weren't frequent enough to become routine, but they happened often enough that he never completely forgot about them. Sometimes months would pass without anything unusual occurring. Then, on an otherwise ordinary shift, the distant drum beats would return. He would hear the familiar cadence drifting through the darkness, step out of the truck, and begin scanning the battlefield. More often than not, the lanterns would appear shortly afterward. The sequence became so consistent that he eventually found himself expecting one whenever the other appeared. What frustrated him most was how normal everything seemed while it was happening. The lights behaved exactly the way lanterns carried by living people should behave. The sounds resembled a group moving across uneven ground. Occasionally, he thought he heard voices. Once or twice, he was almost certain he heard shouted commands. Nothing about the experiences felt supernatural in the moment. If someone had asked him what he was seeing, he would have answered the same way every time. People. The problem was that every investigation ended exactly the same way. No matter how quickly he responded, no matter which route he took, and no matter how close the light seemed, he never found anyone there. One incident during his fourth year on the job bothered him more than the others. Shortly after 1 o'clock in the morning, he spotted several lights moving through a section of the battlefield that offered very little cover. It was one of the few areas where he felt confident he could finally identify whoever was responsible. The terrain was mostly open, and anyone crossing it should have been easy to locate. He parked the truck and approached on foot, keeping the lights in view the entire time. For several minutes, everything seemed perfectly normal. The lanterns continued moving steadily through the darkness ahead of him, and he became convinced he was finally about to solve the mystery. Then they disappeared. Not gradually. Not one at a time. Every light vanished at the exact same moment. The suddenness of it stopped him in his tracks. He immediately crossed the remaining distance, expecting to find people hiding nearby, but the field was empty. There were no voices, no lights, no signs of anyone having been there at all. The experience lingered in his mind long afterward because it was the first time he truly felt confused rather than skeptical. He hadn't been looking at shadows or distant reflections. He had been watching those lights continuously. As the years passed, he discovered that stories like his weren't uncommon among employees. A maintenance worker admitted hearing drums one evening while locking up equipment sheds. Another employee described seeing lights near a tree line after closing. None of them spoke about the experiences openly, and nobody seemed eager to attach grand explanations to them. The story surfaced casually during conversations and then disappeared again just as quickly. Yet the more accounts he heard, the more he noticed a pattern. The details varied, but the location rarely did. Almost every story centered around the same section of battlefield. The area happened to correspond with some of the heaviest fighting during the battle. That fact alone didn't convince him of anything. Historic battlefields naturally attract stories, and he knew how easily people could connect unrelated experiences to local history. Still, the coincidence became harder to ignore with each passing year. Whenever reports surfaced from visitors, employees, or local law enforcement officers who occasionally assisted on the property, the description seemed to lead back to the same general area. Nearly 10 years into the job, he experienced something that stood apart from everything that came before it. The shift had been quiet, and he was making a routine patrol shortly after midnight when he heard the drums again. At first, there was nothing unusual about it. The sound was familiar by then. What caught his attention was how close it seemed. The cadence wasn't drifting across the battlefield from some distant location. It sounded as though it was coming from somewhere directly ahead of him. As he listened, he began hearing voices mixed in with the drums. The words were impossible to make out, but they were unmistakably human. He shut off the truck and stepped outside, standing quietly beside the vehicle while the sounds carried through the darkness. For several moments, he simply listened. The voices rose and fell. The drums continued. Then he heard something new, a bugle. The note echoed across the battlefield before fading into silence. He had spent years hearing the drums and seeing the lanterns, yet that single sound unsettled him. More than anything that had happened before. Perhaps it was because it felt so specific. The bugle belonged there in a way modern sounds did not. It seemed to emerge naturally from the history of the place itself. Without thinking much about it, he started walking toward the sound. The route carried him across an open field and toward one of the least visited sections of the property. As he moved through the darkness, the voices and drums continued intermittently. More than once, he became convinced he was only moments away from locating whoever was making them. Then, just as suddenly as they had begun, everything stopped. The silence was immediate. No voices, no drums, no bugle, nothing. He stood alone in the darkness, looking across an empty battlefield. For the first time since taking the job, he found himself considering a possibility he had spent years avoiding. Maybe there was a reason nobody ever found the people carrying the lanterns. Maybe there was a reason every search ended in an empty field, and maybe whatever was moving across the battlefield wasn't meant to be found at all. After nearly 10 years on the job, the security guard stopped expecting the drums to make sense. In the beginning, every sighting felt like a problem he was supposed to solve. If he heard people on the battlefield after hours, he investigated. If he saw lights moving through a restricted area, he followed them. That was the job. Over time, however, the same thing happened often enough that he no longer approached each incident with the same certainty. He still responded. He still checked the fields and trails, but some part of him had accepted that whatever he was dealing with was unlikely to be waiting for him when he arrived. The experiences continued during the years that followed, though never often enough to become predictable. Sometimes the battlefield remained quiet for months. Then, on an otherwise ordinary shift, he would hear the familiar cadence drifting through the darkness and feel his attention shift before he even realized he was listening for it. There were nights when the drums came from the far side of the property while he was checking gates near the visitor center. There were other nights when lanterns moved through distant fields before disappearing into the tree line. He still searched when it happened, but the searches had become quieter and less frantic. He knew by then how they usually ended. The closest encounter of his career happened on a cool night several years before he retired. He was driving a routine patrol route shortly after 1 a.m. when the drums started again, only this time they seemed unusually clear. He stopped the truck and lowered the window. The sound carried across the field with a sharpness he had never heard before, and when he looked toward one of the darker sections of the battlefield, he saw more lanterns than usual, not 3 or 4, dozens of them. They moved slowly across the open ground in an uneven line, and for the first time in years, he felt the old urgency return. Whatever he was looking at appeared closer and larger than anything he had seen before. He left the truck and started walking toward them. The terrain was familiar, and he had crossed that section of the battlefield hundreds of times over the years. As he moved through the darkness, the lanterns remained ahead of him, steady and warm against the night. At first, he thought he was gaining on them. Then he realized the distance did not seem to be changing. The lights were not moving quickly, but no matter how far he walked, they remained just beyond reach. He could hear the drums somewhere ahead of him, and beneath him came faint sounds that might have been voices or might have been wind moving through the field grass. Then the lanterns stopped. Every light remained still. The drums faded. For several seconds, he stood alone in the field, staring toward the place where the lanterns had gathered. That was when he realized he could make out shapes around them, not faces, not uniforms. Nothing detailed enough to describe with confidence, just dark human forms scattered in small clusters across the field, standing where the lights had stopped. Under different circumstances, he would have assumed they were reenactors waiting for instructions. Even then, that was the explanation his mind reached for first, but the longer he stood there, the less certain he became because the figures did not speak, shift, or react to his presence. They simply stood in the darkness. A moment later, every lantern vanished. The field became empty again. He stayed where he was for a long time before forcing himself to walk the rest of the distance. He searched the area carefully, sweeping his flashlight across the ground, the tree line, and the trail beyond the field. The result was the same as always. No people, no vehicles, no equipment, no explanation. Only the battlefield beneath a clear night sky, looking exactly as it had before the drums began. That night changed the way he responded to the sightings. He did not stop doing his job, and he never ignored anything that might have been trespassers, but he no longer chased the lights with the same belief that he was about to catch someone. Whatever moved across that field had been seen by too many people for too many years, and yet nobody had ever found the people carrying the lanterns. Eventually, he stopped thinking of the experiences as incidents and began thinking of them as something that belonged to the property, the same way the monuments, trails, and old fence lines belonged to it. A few years later, he began considering retirement. By then, the battlefield had become one of the most familiar places in his life. He knew every gate, every service road, every section of fencing, and every part of the property where the fog tended to gather first. He had worked storms, special events, crowded summer days, and quiet winter nights when the entire place seemed abandoned. Through all of it, the drums still came now and then. The lanterns still appeared. They never explained themselves, and after a while, he stopped expecting them to. During his final months, a younger guard was assigned to train with him. The younger man was eager and confident, the way most people are before they understand how strange an overnight shift on historic ground can feel. They spent several weeks driving routes together, reviewing procedures, and talking through the practical parts of the job. More than once, the older guard considered telling him about the drums, but he never found a natural way to bring it up. Spoken aloud, the story felt too easy to dismiss. It sounded like something told to scare new employees, and he didn't want it treated that way. His final shift arrived on a cool autumn night. The hours passed quietly. They checked the gates, completed the patrols, and spent part of the evening talking about the job. Shortly after midnight, the older guard found himself thinking about how much of his life had been measured by that place. The battlefield looked the same as it always had. The monuments stood where they had always stood. The fields stretched into darkness exactly as they had. On the night he first heard the drums. Then the radio crackled, and the younger guard's voice came through sounding uncertain. He asked whether there was a reenactment group on the property that night. The older guard closed his eyes for a moment. There it was again. The same question he had asked years earlier. He thought about giving a long explanation. He thought about telling the younger man about the drums, the lanterns, the empty fields, and all the employees who had quietly carried their own stories. Instead, he answered the way dispatch had answered him the first time it happened. Several seconds passed before the younger guard spoke again. This time his voice was lower, less confident. He said there were lanterns moving across one of the fields. The older guard looked out toward the darkness beyond the patrol road. Somewhere past the monuments and tree lines, he imagined the familiar lights drifting across the battlefield exactly as they always had. For years, he had wondered why they appeared, who had seen them first, and how long they had been moving across that ground. Now, near the end of his final shift, the answer felt less important than it once had. Whatever was happening had never belonged to him. It had been there before he arrived. It would remain after he left. Long after both guards were gone, the drums would likely still carry across the battlefield after midnight, and someone else would stop to listen, look toward the fields, and wonder who could possibly be out there.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close.
Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.